You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
This superb One Direction highway is engineered for easy grades and for speed with safety. The echoes of that two-cylinder motor have never died, and they never will.
Call the turn signal! Use it! Learn to drive!
Michigan's traffic deaths are up 2% this year, so it seems to be an apt time to review some of Michigan's ignored or forgotten rules of the road. To help us through that, we welcome Lieutenant Michael Shaw, the Michigan State Police. Welcome back to Stateside.
Thank you.
So let's talk about tailgating. So when you drive behind a vehicle, how close is too close?
So if we remember all the way back to driver's ed time, they always told you, you know, one vehicle length for every 10 miles that you're going down there. Again, you know, you want to be close enough that you can stop in a sure, clear distance is what it's called. And we've all seen it. People drive down the freeway, traffic jams on the brake, and you see everybody dart off onto the shoulder. Those people were all too close to the car in front of them. We know for a fact in Michigan, the number one cause of traffic crashes, especially in the Metro Detroit area, is following too closely. Mm. Because, again, as we talked about some of the other segments before, people don't want to leave that space in there where somebody can get in front of them. They all think that the race is on to get to wherever they're going. And if I leave somebody in there, somebody will get in front of me.
And they do, because I try to leave that gap when I'm going on the freeway. And invariably, somebody goes, oh, good for me, I'm going in there. So then you've got somebody who's just cut in front of you.
So then all you do is just back off a little further off that person. And it's always hard. You're always, oh, that guy just cut me off. I can't believe that happened to me. But somebody's got to be the bigger person. And that's what I always say. So you just kind of back off through there. That way you kind of increase that distance. Because what's going to happen is the person that cut you off is the one that you're going to pass by on the shoulder eventually that rear-ended the vehicle in front of them and has got a ticket in their future and higher insurance rates, and you're still continuing on your way. So you kind of, in a secret way, you won that discussion anyways, because they're the ones that are going to be stuck over there.
Well, let me ask you this, Lieutenant. What is the best way, if I'm being tailgated and I see somebody right there on my backside, what is the best way for me to handle that, particularly on a freeway?
So unfortunately, in today's time and days, the secret handshake of, you know, the middle finger and stuff like that, you never know what people are thinking anymore at this time. So my first suggestion is, if you can get over a lane, either way, left or right, just get out of the way and let them go. I mean, if they're in that much of a hurry to do that, if it gets bad enough where you think that they're actually aggressively dealing with you or aggressively getting to the road rage portion of it, get off the freeway if you can. Or, you know, make a right turn if you're on the private street. Drive into a public parking lot and give us a call. If you call 911 and we're close enough to, you know, and actually there's not a trooper on every corner, but if we're close enough to get there, we're going to try to get a hold of that person, because we've kind of seen, and tying this to some of the shootings that we've had in Metro Detroit on the freeway, these are, a majority of them have been CPL holders that, you know, have been through the process, and, you know, one thing just ticked them off and the gun was there and they pointed it at somebody. Let us know that. We want to get these people off the street. That's somebody that, you know, if you can't handle just a simple little task like driving, that's somebody that we need to have a discussion for. So don't engage them. Don't make eye contact. Whatever you do, don't jam on the brakes. We know a lot of people do the brake checking because, you know, if you end up getting into a crash afterwards, even though they were following too closely, you don't know what kind of altercation is going to follow up there. None of this is worth getting hurt over. Just let them go.
Lieutenant Mike Shaw, Michigan State Police, thanks so much.
Thank you.
We began our Learn to Drive segment last month, and we have been blown away by your response. We've gotten so many emails from those of you who want to hear your driving pet peeves sorted out on the air with Lieutenant Shaw. If you send us an email, thank you. We'll likely be talking about your suggestions soon. In the meantime, which rules of the road do you wish other drivers would know about? Let us know. You can email us at stateside@michiganradio.org.